Chapter 15, Mishnah 2, Tavlaya shel eight she noga zu bezu bakanosam. If you've got wooden tablets, they touch one another at their corners. So you've got over here a little picture in the cart. I don't know if you can see it. Like two square tables, almost tabletops, two square tablets, and they're touching each other at the corner. See that? They're touching each other at the corner. Van gvos min aritz putzah tefach, and they're tefach above the ground, these two tablets. So then, Tumat tachas achas men. If there is impurity underneath one of them, hanogaya b'shnia tameh tumah shiva. If you touch the other one, if you touch it, then you are impure for 7 days. Right? But tumah kalim shetachas harishona tmeim. But if there's impurity underneath the first one, utensils underneath the first one will be impure. V'shetachas ashnia, but utensils underneath the second one, tohoirin, will be pure. So an interesting thing, these two tablets touch, and if you touch the second one, you'll be impure for 7 days, corpse impurity, right? But anything underneath it, the impurity is not going to transmit from under the first one to underneath the second one because of the way that they're only touching at the corner like that, yeah. And last case, a shulchan einema ve'esa tuma adshe riboy posach tefach. A table does not convey impurity unless it has a square with a tefach opening inside. Got a little picture over here. If you look at this, the table has to have at its base, the legs of the table have to form a square like that, a proper square, so that without the tabletop there would be, it's almost like four walls as the legs. And if you've got that and the space inside that is a tefach, then it will transmit impurity. But if not, it won't. If not, the tabletop won't transmit impurity. Okay?